Good morning. It is 8:41. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick Isher. Thanks for being with us here on this Monday morning. Of course, the royal wedding happened over the weekend. I didn't. My sister told me she got up at 4:30 in the morning to watch it, but somebody who didn't have to get up that early because she just happened to be there and got to see a lot of the pomp and circumstance. She's a native of the area, had gone to Rova schools for years, graduated from Aledo High School, and had her family members that were Rova graduates as well, and now makes her home in Dallas, works for American Airlines. Trish Hollenrake joining us this morning. Trish, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. I'm good. I'm a little jet lagged, but I'm feeling pretty good.
I was going to say, I would imagine, because in the first place, I wasn't sure if you had gone over. I saw your pictures on Facebook, and I wasn't sure if you had gone over just to catch. But you just happened to be there on business in the first place. Is that right?
That's correct. I had business in London on Friday, and I thought, well, since I'm here, I may as well try to, you know, go see the royal wedding, or at least the procession.
Yeah, and, you know, I after seeing, like, your video especially, I went, wow, that's pretty cool with all the, you know, with the horses and the carriage and everything that went into that. So you made the decision to go. All the streets happened to be blocked off, so you guys were, you're kind of trying to trek there and kind of got a lucky break. Is that right?
That's correct. So I got up very early, 4 a.m. London time, and was lucky enough to catch an Uber from my hotel. And the gentleman told me, he said, I don't know how close I can get you, but I'll get you as close as I can and you'll have to walk. So after he let us out of the Uber, he pointed us to a gate. And from there, we were in a big field, and I was wondering if we'd been had because I saw no sign of a royal wedding.
Oh, man.
And all of a sudden, a park ranger appeared in a truck, and he said, hey, you know, it's about an hour's walk. And I thought, well, we're going to miss everything, or at least we wouldn't get a front row seat. So fortunately, the park ranger took us to the long walk, which is where the procession was, and we were able to get right in the front row at 5 a.m.
Wow.
Very lucky, considering a number of people had camped out for days.
Yeah. Well, and that's crazy, the fact that so he did drop you off about as close as he could get you, but you were still like an hour's walk away.
Had he not taken us, it would have taken us an hour to walk there. So we were just very fortunate that the timing that he happened to be going through this field, and he picked us up and took us there.
Wow, pretty lucky. So was the group of people you were with, were they all from the States, or were some other countries too? Or
It was really interesting, and I liken it to a tailgate, but we were all on the same team. And there were people, you know, of course, a lot of locals as well as Canadians and a lot of Americans. And it was quite cold that morning in Banff, and we didn't have any blankets or anything, but everybody was just gracious to allow us to use their chairs and their food and their champagne, so it was quite nice.
Okay, so food-wise, we were speculating, it's like, what do you do to tailgate for a royal wedding? First thing we thought, maybe fish and chips or bangers and mash. What kind of food did they have?
They had everything from hamburgers to hot dogs to champagne, waffles. You name it. It was, I didn't see any bangers and mash, but it's just typical kind of food trucks that were all along the way.
That's pretty interesting. Okay, so when you decided to go, did you have any expectations, kind of, or just you really didn't know what to expect from the whole thing?
I'm pretty familiar with the Windsor area. I've been there before, but I just didn't think that we would be able to get as close as we did. I thought, you know, we'd be part of the crowd, but I never dreamed that I would be just feet away from Harry and Meghan, and you saw from my pictures how close I was, so I was very blessed to be, everything just turned out great.
Yeah, it was amazing. The first picture you posted, I'm like, wow, you were like literally right there and took that on your phone. It was a really good picture. And then what really captured my attention, the video you posted of the procession with the carriage going by and the horses, like, wow, that actually would be pretty cool to be there. We were talking about, you know, some people will go over there, and people will go watch the changing of the guard and things like that. I guess this is kind of like that on steroids, though.
It was. It really gave me chills, you know, after seeing them, you know, go by for minutes. We all had chills. Even the locals were just mesmerized at, you know, the beauty of the whole thing.
Did you hear any complaints? Because I saw these posts, memes going around on Facebook. Oh, it's costing British taxpayers all this money, blah, blah. Did you see or hear any of that when you were over there?
No, not at all. In fact, it's you know, I couldn't believe how just gracious everyone was to the Americans that were around, and it just felt like it brought everyone together.
Let me ask, do you remember back when you were obviously a little bit younger, when Charles and Diana got married? Did you watch that on TV?
I did. I got up very early in the morning and watched it. I've always been fascinated with the royals.
Yeah, a lot of people are, and I mean, I've never understood. I guess so. What is it that it's? You know, I guess, is it like a real life? I think somebody on the show here with us described, like, is it like, because it's like a real life Disney movie in some ways? Is that kind of the fascination? Or
yeah, that would be a great way to describe it. I would say yes, definitely.
Trish Hollenrake joining us. She's a native of the area, went to Rova Schools, graduate of Aledo High School, and now makes her home in Dallas, works for American Airlines. And so you travel a lot for your job. In fact, you said now you got kind of getting over the jet lag, getting back from the UK. They're on business, and you're traveling to Madison, Wisconsin today. And you know, one of the things people might not know about you, we mentioned the tailgate, that every Bears home game, you are, even though you live in Dallas, you're still a Bears fan and get up to the games and tailgate there with the big party bus.
Yes, I do. Anybody from the Aledo area, Rover area, they're always welcome. In fact, some of my high school friends have come up and joined our tailgate quite often. So,
and you guys have managed, you've had Coach Ditka there with the bus at times, is that right?
Yes, we've had a number of the former players and current players come and visit our RV, and we have a famous players' wall that the players autograph.
Okay, so I have to ask, was it better meeting some of the players and the coach, or seeing the Royals up close?
Oh boy, that's a tough question. I'd say it was pretty equal, maybe even a little better.
Okay. Well, I figured it's just different, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's so cool, and the fact that the park ranger picked you guys up and you were able to get the ride and get right. So you were like right near Windsor Palace, is that right, or Windsor Castle?
Yes. So the procession happened on what's called the Long Walk, which is a pathway that goes right up to Windsor Castle, and we were right in the middle of that, and right with a number of the local TV stations, as well as global TV stations, right there and right up front and center. It was incredible.
Were you able to see any of the other celebrities that attended at all?
In fact, as I was flying back yesterday morning, the Reverend Curry, who was the minister for mm-hmm. the service, was actually in the lounge flying out to, I believe, New York. And
wow.
He became kind of an overnight celebrity, and
oh, yeah.
he was quite taken at how people were trying to approach him. And then, as well as I was sitting there in the lounge, I looked up and I saw Earl Spencer, who was Princess Diana's brother.
Oh, okay. Wow. So you did see some. I was kind of wondering, I was getting at, I saw these pictures of David Beckham and all these memes saying it, you know, it's not right that that he shows up at the wedding looking better than the groom and the bride both. Didn't know if you saw Beckham anywhere around there at all.
No, I didn't see Beckham, but you know, a lot of the people that were in the crowd were also wearing, you know, the fancy fascinator hats and dresses. So, you know, there were people that were really casual like I was, and, as well as people that were very dressed up for the occasion, even though they were, you know, standing outside.
Okay, so if you were to go back when, what's the other, his brother and his wife, they have the kids now. If you were to go back for one of those, would you do it again? Would you dress differently? Would it be more like the Kentucky Derby, that you're in the hat and the whole getup, or would you go casual again to be comfortable?
I think I'd say my casual self.
Yeah, that makes
too
sense.
Much, too
hey.
Much work.
There you go. Whatever you can get by with, right? Trish Hollenrake right. joining us this morning. She's a former local resident and was there for the big wedding over the week. And well, Trish, I want to thank you so much for taking some time this morning. I was kind of last minute I got with you. I'd seen the pictures and videos. I was like, oh, you know what? I should try to contact Trish and see if we can talk about it. It's pretty cool that you got to do that. Did you talk to people from, like you said, you saw some from Canada and from the States? Had they gone over there specifically for that, or had maybe they had been there anyway and just went?
No, they people went specifically for the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, good for them. Good for them, I guess. If you can afford it and that's your thing, that's that. There you go. All right. Well, Trish, again, I want to thank you so much for taking some time with us this morning. Hopefully you get some sleep on your flight or at some point now that you're back here trying to get over the jet lag and doing some more traveling. Trish, thanks again. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Tom.